producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We've had a couple people who called just before now, and we said, okay, when you call and it's either too close to the end of the hour or for whatever, we have several options. Obviously, you can call back. We can take your phone number and call you when it's convenient for you so you don't have to wait on hold. And we're sort of investigating the possibility of recording your question at the time and then playing it back. Although that's not my first choice, just because I really prefer the interaction. But that way I know that somebody who called today, Jake's going to tell us her question in a minute, just because she had to go back to work. So I know, but we'll try and be as accommodating as possible. But right now is a good time to call. 855-993-7569. Today is National Cupcake Day, and you're all cupcakes as far as I'm concerned. It's National Cat Herder Day. I guess that came from the notion of the taking care of somebody who's like trying to herd cats.
That's odd.
Well, I mean, that's the idea, is that the metaphor, you know, trying to herd one cat, let alone more than one cat, is just sort of not very feasible. You know, it's just that cats are not very herdable animals, so I guess that's the idea of maybe someone looking at the universe and saying, okay, a little frustration going on uniformly today in this galaxy. So, and it's also National Bill of Rights Day. Now, most of you know, because we've talked about it before in the program, and I know you guys take notes and in preparation for the pop quiz, which is not going to happen, that there were originally 12 amendments to the Constitution, right? So that it was not 10 Bill of Rights, it was 12. And they decided to only ratify 10 of them. I think one of them had to do with salaries, which was a good thing not to ratify. So this happened in 1791. I'll tell you the rest of the things that went on constitutionally and globally in just a moment. All right. 855-993-7569. Having just said, call me now, and I'll take your call without much wait. I'm going to put Jerry on the air at this very moment. Jerry, welcome to the program. Is it Jerry or Jenny? Jerry. Jerry, welcome to the program. Hello. Jake,
I'm not sure if he knows he's on air. One moment.
I don't know. Why don't we tell him? There we go. Jerry, you know we're going to go to you and, like, right now? Whoops. He just had a question and didn't want to be on the air?
I don't know what happened there.
All right, well, why don't you tell me what his question is, and he can call us back if he wants to.
I didn't get the full story. It sounded like he was having troubles with his sons having a lot of DUIs.
Okay. Well, maybe did the phone disconnect accidentally, do we think?
It must have, because he was there when I talked to him and then put him on air and nothing, and then I picked up to see if he was still there, and I said his name a few times, and he didn't answer, and then all of a sudden it just...
All right, well, let me do the best I can with this one.
Yeah, sorry, not much info.
This is also national. We're going to have problems with our phones today. Hopefully not. I had said to Jake before we went on the air, my computer is just doing its kind of stupid dance today. So, at any rate, please don't be off-put by that. Just decide that you are going to be the magic call that is going to reboot the entire system. All right? So so Jerry's had an issue. Do we have any idea how old his son is?
I didn't catch that. He didn't say.
All right. This is... So you can see that a phone call that we don't actually get the information sort of serves the same function as an email, except slightly less information because the person thought they were going to tell me. All right. Let's talk about several things. Let's talk about we'll talk about adult children. We'll talk about children still living at home. We'll talk about drinking, and we'll talk about driving. All right. Depending on the age of your kid. Now, I know as a parent, our kids are always our kids. You know, even I can remember a phone call years ago where someone was calling up and was talking about sibling rivalry. For some reason, I said, how old are are you? And she was something like 96, honest. And the sister with whom she was having the sibling ride was like 92 or something. And, I mean, at some point, you know, maybe after, maybe they're waiting till they got to 100 to sort of give it up. But at some point, you give up that notion. But as I said, as parents, I think we always think of our kids as children, even when they're 98 years old, which would probably make us at least, what, 120 or something? All right, so the idea is, if you've got a kid that you know has a drinking problem and is living at home, you're going to have a little bit more control. Not ultimate control, because kids can, if they're old enough to drive, they're old enough to not be at home all the time. They're at school. They have friends. But I think what we can do is start our discussion about alcohol and drinking behavior well before kids are old enough to drink. And especially if there is a family problem with alcohol, that it's not a bad thing to start the discussion probably in elementary school. And kids are aware of it because when Aunt Georgia comes over and falls into the soup every Thanksgiving because she's been sampling the cooking gin, then we have some, I mean, kids are aware. So saying, look, you got your nice straight teeth and your curly hair and your big blue eyes from the family, but you also got a tendency to not metabolize alcohol very well. And you need to be aware of that, that some people can, some people can't, but it can create massive problems. And we know that this is, that alcohol is the number one drug of abuse in this country, has been historically, is, and will continue to be, much more than anything else, everything else combined. I just saw a documentary about the fact that prescription drugs have now overtaken illegal drugs as the major drugs of abuse in this country, but alcohol still tops that. So if you've got a family history of alcoholism, introducing the kids to that notion and how to drink responsibly or how not to drink at all is an important part of parenting. And the same way that you talk with them about not talking with strangers and looking both ways before they cross the street and not sticking their tongue into the electrical outlet, that we of those issues, the one that's probably most likely to be incredibly damaging to them is the family history of alcoholism. So starting to talk with them early about it. I think depending it. And there's a great deal of controversy about this, and I'm willing to entertain either side of the story of whether or not you introduce kids to alcohol as part of the family tradition, for example, having a sip of wine at dinner, or having the French, for example, dilute wine and give kids to wine from the time that they're fairly young and have a relatively low percentage of alcoholism in the country. So I'm not sure I have strong feelings about that. I think it depends primarily on what your upbringing is, what your sense is, how you treat alcohol. And there's some that say, no, you know, we don't have any alcohol at home. So it depends really on a whole lot of things that are germane to your family and are hard to generalize. But certainly talking about alcohol, talking about responsible drinking. And by the time kids are old enough to drive, I think you then have the discussion that says you don't get into a car and you don't get behind the wheel when you've had anything to drink, the designated driver. And here's, you know, the deal that I think most parents of adolescents make with their kids is you can call and with no questions asked, if you've had too much to drink or whoever took you to the party has had anything to drink, we'll come and get you. No questions asked, no lecture till at least the next day. And sometimes that's really done in a contract, literally written out and signed, because it makes everybody more aware of it. All right, so, and then I think when your kid is old enough to drive, the driving is a privilege. It's not guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. It wasn't even one of the two that got dumped out. It's a privilege that can be earned. And that a car is truly a lethal weapon. And when we're talking about abuse, I mean, we kill 30,000 people every year on the roads, and that's probably a conservative estimate. And of those, at least half are assumed to be alcohol-related, which is probably also a conservative estimate. So in helping kids to understand this, that driving a car is a privilege, it's not a right, that you can't, if you have anything to drink, because anything will affect your judgment, your ability to count how many drinks you've had. So no drinking and driving and calls. All right, so then we'll move on to what we do about adult children in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned, we had Jerry who called, and we're not sure exactly what happened. But he called right at the beginning of an hour, just as I suggested, and we're not sure what happened. With cell phones, at least half the time, I think it's just that the batteries sort of decide, okay, we're not playing. So his question was about a son with DUI. And I said, well, you know, we're covering a lot of real estate here, and since I don't have his specific question to deal with, I'll have to kind of make some assumptions about what he may have been after. So we talked about the issue of young children, of children who are still living at home. But so let me then cover those of adult kids, which is, depending on their age, there's not a whole lot you can do except bribery and not bailing them out. And if that's one of the things that you do, to say, look, I love you, you're my kid, I think you've got a problem here, but somehow my bailing you out feels strangely like saying it's okay to get in the car and drive. And apparently, according to Jake, there was more than one DUI here. And helping him understand that he's, I mean, again, you know that I'm not a fan of telling people things I already know, especially when it's negative. But, you know, maybe saying to him, look, for Christmas this year, instead of giving you a tie you don't need or want, maybe we'll send you to rehab and see if, because you're putting your life, you're putting your freedom, you're putting your home, you're putting your marriage, you're putting your job at jeopardy. 855-993-7569. Brian, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Joy. I'm just turning my radio off. When you're talking about drinking and alcohol, and driving and drinking and alcohol, and it just reminded me of I worked with a woman in about 20 years ago at a seafood place around here in Market, and anyway, she was a little younger than me, but her only son was killed in a car wreck when he was in high school, like 17 or 18 years old, and him and his friend were killed in a car wreck, and they hadn't even been drinking. They were hit by a guy in a pickup truck that had been drinking all day or whatever. And I just remember it was terrible having to go to this funeral for two high school kids.
And this is the time of year that people somehow...
Yeah, during graduation.
Well, not even graduation, but on the holidays, people feel like,
holidays,
you know, well,
yeah,
that they have a little bit, you know, well, it's cold outside and, you know, one drink. And the basic rule of thumb is designated driver, period, which means somebody who has no drinks. Because the problem about saying, well, I can just have a couple of drinks, is that we know that alcohol gives you tunnel vision, so you're not going to be aware of how impaired you are or even how much you had to drink.
Yeah, your judgment and your. And I was one other thing. My younger brother, when he was in high school, four of his friends in his class were in a car wreck altogether, and they had been drinking, and that was really bad, too. I mean, that was...
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things that it's completely unnecessary. It's one thing when you get an illness, and I mean that's going to happen. And we have medical science who's certainly pushing back a lot of the frontiers. But those kinds of things are fairly inevitable. But drunk driving, not so much. Those are needless deaths. They're pointless, needless for no reason.
It seems like a lot of the people that get in these drunk driving accidents and, you know, or have several of them, DUIs or DWIs, it seems like, or many of them you hear about, like, I don't know, here in Washington State, in this area sometimes, some of the city police aren't, I don't know, or some of the...
Oh, I don't know, I think the police are pretty serious about this.
I think they're pretty serious about it, but... It seems like the state legislature sometimes, they're trying to, a lot of them are still a lot of drinkers. And
well, I think they're, listen, there's no question. I'm in an industry that's notorious for drinking, but that's different. But drinking and driving and drinking are not the same thing. And as you know, I mean, I'm as close to a teetotaler as you could get and have an occasional glass of champagne. But I think that I'm not trying to make the world, you know, in fact, I think... this is the day in 1933 that they wiped out the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition.
Oh, the prohibition was...
Yeah. The 18th Amendment prohibited the sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcohol. Yay, gave the mafia a real toehold in America.
Didn't it? 1920 to 1933?
1933 was the day that it was repealed.
Yeah.
So appropriate, I suppose, that we're talking about today. And I am not in favor of prohibiting sale, manufacture, and transportation of alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, because we know it's not feasible. It's like the war on drugs.
It causes more problems than it. Yeah.
Absolutely. The war on drugs has caused, when I see something, it costs something like $13 billion or something. And we have more people in prison. The number of people in prison for drug-related offenses has gone up by 700%. I mean, it's not an effective thing to do. So I'm not in favor of prohibiting it, but I am in favor of having cars, and sooner or later they're going to put something on cars. Well, the self-driving cars will certainly help, but they've been talking for years about putting a breathalyzer on the car that will stop. You can't use the ignition; the car won't start if you can't pass the breathalyzer.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea too. Yeah, but some people they get around that too.
Well, there's always a way of getting around everything, but at least it makes. I mean, I think, but most people who get behind the wheel of a car and drunk aren't thinking, "Well, gee, I'll just see who I can kill." I think most people are just not very aware, and certainly we have enough of a campaign that's been going on. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is probably one of the most successful grassroots, programs, campaigns ever launched, but.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, listen, I'm glad you called, and
okay,
I'm certainly, listen, give your friend a call today. You know, did you say it was this time of year or was not this time of year?
Yeah, no, it was right before their graduation from high school in high school.
Okay, so, well, give her a call and tell her you were thinking about her anyway.
Yeah, she works at the store up near here. I'm retired now, but she...
Well, listen, even if you're retired, you still have a phone.
But I will when I see her.
Yeah, give her a call. All right, Brian, thanks for your call, and thanks for the kind of reminder that this is not a victimless crime at all. It's Jerry, if you're still listening, you can download Brian's call for your son. But I think as a parent of an adult child, that saying, listen, What can I do to help you about this? And they're going to say, I don't know, or nothing. But make sure that you're not making it easier for them to do something you don't want them to do, which means bailing them out or loaning them your car or driving them to work. That the whole point about parenting is just helping kids to understand consequence of behavior. And as a parent of an adult, if you're not being consistent with that, you're not helping at all. 855-993-7569. And in this day in 1939... GWTW, Gone with the Wind, premiered in Atlanta, Georgia. You go, Red. I'll think about it tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards.
It's ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Dr. Brown. First, I want to say how much I respect you, and I think you're an amazing woman.
Well, thank you.
I'm on the board of a large nonprofit organization, and I've been paying the bills for the last year or so. And one of my friends who's also on the board does a lot of things for this organization, but I notice when she sends in the bills to me to pay, that she's putting personal things, items on the bills that are not being used for the organization. And I'm feeling
Are you the one who vets the bills?
I'm the one who pays the bills, yes.
I would just say to her something, say, look, I know you do a lot of work for the organization, but I can't really do this because at some point, if we got audited, we'd all go to prison. So I need for you to either, and I'm sure that's what she's doing.
I'm not supposed to be knowing this.
Well, but aren't you the one who signed off on the bills?
I pay the bills, but if she just gives me the total, the bill, the total.
Well, then how do you know that she's using stuff for personal?
Well, how do I know? Because I see what she does in the events that we use. And
give me an example. Give me an example.
Pardon me?
Give me a specific example so I can understand.
She does a lot of woodwork and required tools that are used in paints that the kids never use that I see on the bill. and she does private lessons in the woodworking, and so I think she takes whatever materials we pay for and she uses them in her private lessons.
All right, but one of the ways of doing that is to sort of, I mean, if you're the one who pays the bills, to sort of say, look, you billed us for this amount of woodwork. We need, you know, there's an audit coming up. I need to see the tools and the equipment used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can do it without. I mean, look, if you're on the board, you are as liable as she is. I mean, everybody goes to prison for this kind of thing.
So. Well, I am paying her. I am paying the bills.
Well, what,
and
listen,
I see the dishonesty here. I see
well,
it.
But Sharon, I got that part. I'm trying to help you. I mean,
right.
Obviously, one of the things you can do is go to her. There are several different approaches, from saying to her, "Look, I need from now on, I need bills submitted." You know, the federal guidelines have gotten much tighter, which they have.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nonprofit as well, and I'm very well aware of them. You cannot commingle funds. You go to prison for it, literally. So you can say to her, I need to go back over last year's receipts,
mm-hmm.
and I need documentation, and I need clarification and itemization. That's
okay.
Number one.
Right.
And if there's, you know, and if we need, you know, and we need to, I need to have it by, you know, the end of the month.
Right.
The second possibility, and I think that sort of saves a little bit of face and covers you. And if she lies in that, then at least you're covered. You're not going to go to jail about it.
Right.
And presumably she could use something in both. It's not quite kosher, but at least you're covered and the organization's covered. The second possibility, I suppose, is go to her and say, look, I'm your friend, but I have a fiduciary responsibility here. You cannot use stuff that you've used, you know, that the organization is paid for privately.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, and people, I mean, I actually have a very good friend who's in a similar situation, and she's not a crook, she's just dumb. She's naive. And I said, you go to prison for that. Because I said something, I had sent her organization a check, and I said, gee, what'd you do with the money? And she said, well, we're taking a vacation. I said, you can't do that. You go to prison.
Right.
She said, well, I donate a lot of time to the organization.
That's exactly it.
I said, you can't do that.
Right. I think this woman feels a sense of entitlement.
No, I said that. I said that at the beginning. I'm sure she feels that she gives. But you can't do, you simply cannot do that. The federal government will not allow that.
Okay.
So, I think you can do anything from confronting her about it to just asking for clarification, which may at least alert her that she can't do this.
I like that word.
Yeah, some people are just stupid. I mean, or not, let's say, naive.
And I've lost a couple of nights sleep over this.
I hear. But so I would go talk with her about it, and you can either ask for itemization and clarification, or you can point out that she simply cannot do that, that it's against the law.
Okay, well, I appreciate all your information.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Patricia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My dilemma is I have a 25-year-old daughter, and I believe one of her friends is an alcoholic. Bear in mind, they're not minors and whatever, and I was wondering how much involved I should get. I have spoken to my daughter and said I think her and her friend should do a little intervention or something. To give you a little background, they go out, this girl actually blacks out, forgets her purse, they take her home. I said to my daughter, do you realize how dangerous this is if no friends are with her? She could be picked up by anyone, and God knows what.
Well, there was actually a case last year where exactly that is what happened.
That happened. It was a town close by where I'm living. The girl was
So what was your daughter's response?
She says, well, I agree with you, she said, but, you know, I'm not living with her. The other girls have moved out of the house, and they live in an area where there's a lot of bars and socializing.
So your daughter's saying it's not my problem.
Well, she says, maybe I'll speak to her roommate. You know, they're reluctant. Now, I've known this girl since she was a little child.
Well, if you know the kid, that's what I was going to ask. You can go to her directly. You can say, listen.
But then it becomes complicated. Oh, your mother, you know, you tell your mother everything. And
I mean, you can certainly ask your daughter for permission. But what you can say, I mean, you can say to this kid, listen, I mean, you can take her out for dinner, and my guess is she'll drink too much. And you can then say, I mean, then you have firsthand knowledge. You don't have to refer it to your daughter and say, listen, I've known you since you were a kid, and I know you're not mine, but if you were mine, I'd say, I love you, you've got a drinking problem. Let's go to AA together.
Then she might say, well, how do you know?
Well, but Patricia, you weren't listening. What I said is take her out for lunch or dinner. My guess is she'll drink too much, and then you've got firsthand information.
Do you? I do know her parents. Do you think that was...
No, Patricia.
Okay.
You know, it's really interesting that you get upset with your daughter for not being willing to confront her directly. And when I suggest that you can deal with her directly, you don't want to do that. You want to deal with the daughter. Nobody wants to deal with anybody directly because it puts you in a vulnerable position. They can get mad at you. But if you're feeling that this is a moral responsibility, then do it. But don't foist it off on your daughter or the kid's parents. Do it. Patricia, I'm not going to walk you through this again. You can get first-hand knowledge by being around this kid. I mean, if she has a drinking problem and you go out for dinner with her or go, you know, to a bar with her, she'll drink too much. And then you've got first-hand knowledge. So don't, you know, it's hard to do this. I'm not denying that. But your solutions are all someone else do the heavy lifting. You can do the heavy lifting. You just have to be around her. Adam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a great fiance. She's the most wonderful person, really, that I've ever met.
Cool.
We're getting married in the summer. We're kind of a well-known couple in the area. And the whole in-law thing is great. We're planning a big wedding.
Where's the problem?
I guess I have cold feet. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I guess my question to you is, how do I discuss this with her without terrifying her, you know?
Fair enough. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 34. She's 25.
Have you been married before?
Neither of us. No, ma'am. That's
how long have you known her?
4 years.
Okay. What is it that scares you the most when you think about this?
What scares me the most?
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination of things. I know we'll make it quick, but she don't really work, and I kind of work for myself and can't really get her to help me. I pay for school, and she didn't attend this past week, and I didn't like that very much. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, the car repair, the dishes and all. And
okay, I got it. When are you planning to get married?
July.
Okay, what I would do at this moment is sit her down. I would not say the word cold feet because then you will have the word ex-fiance. However, I would say, you know, darling, as this has been really fun. We met each other. We started dating when you were a baby. I was 30. You were 21, which is a huge difference.
Right.
And I sort of feel like I was a daddy figure in your life. But it occurs to me as we go forward together, you don't want to be the little girl. I don't want to be the daddy. And so let's talk about these areas that I think are really important and see where you are on them. Because at this moment, calling off a marriage would be really kind of unpleasant, but it's a lot easier than a divorce. So I would sit down with her and say, I don't want to be your daddy. I don't want to say, well, you know, how come you didn't go to school today? I want us to be partners in this.
And, that just sort of stopped all of a sudden, didn't it? And the idea being that sort of these are exactly the discussions that people should have before they get married. Because after you get married, somebody's going to feel like, well, you know, this was okay before. What's the problem now? But I think you're exactly right. If you don't want to go forward with being the daddy who's worrying about whether or not when you pay for school she's attending class, that doesn't sound like a fiancé. That sounds like a dad. So sitting down and saying, you know, what's your idea about money, about being a partner, about being a wage earner on this? Because this is the kind of stuff, I mean, I'm sure she's wonderful and cute and sexy and I'm glad you're a high-profile couple. But these are the kinds of things that are really have to be negotiated before you get married, because they're the kinds of things that will be incredibly disruptive. And you don't want to feel like you're a sugar daddy, that the only reason she's there is because you're paying the pills, and you sure don't want to be not only a sugar daddy, but a saccharine daddy. You don't want to be a daddy at all. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, as we mentioned, we had somebody who called just at the end of the hour, and we just really didn't have time to put them on. And so we said, okay, well, you know, we'll call you right back. He said, no, I got to go back to work. So Jake said, well, all right, I'll ask her the questions. So hopefully she can come and listen to the program some other time or the podcast, or maybe she's listening at work, but she couldn't call. Okay, so what was the question, Jake?
Okay, so this is from Ann. She said she'd talked to you before. Her son got in a car accident, and she didn't say exactly how long ago it was, or at least I didn't catch it, but so after the car accident, she and her husband allowed her son and her son's fiance and son to stay with them. And up front, they kind of decided on a deadline of January 1st. So that deadline is quickly approaching. He still can't walk, but he can kind of get around and he's able to take care of himself. It sounds like he's got a broken pelvis and he had to have some sort of surgery where part of his intestine was removed and things like that. And so she doesn't know what to do. The husband wants them gone, and she's afraid that if they don't have him out by January 1st, that the husband's going to be pretty upset. And but
I wonder if this is his child as well or not. Maybe a second marriage.
I'm not entirely sure about that. And so they don't have a place to live. But you know that was their plan from the beginning. Was January 1st was the deadline.
Fair enough. Here's what I would do. And this is not only what I would do under these circumstances. It's a little different when you've got somebody who's who's an invalid and needs extra care. But given the fact that he's married, presumably he has somebody to care for him a bit. It's much easier to subsidize somebody in some other place for a temporary amount of time than it is to have them in your place for a bunch of reasons. The most obvious one is it's very easy to take somebody in and very hard to push them out. It just is. Second of all, what you're doing is encouraging a financial and emotional dependency by bringing them in. And I know it's everybody's instinct, and it's what makes us nice human beings, is to say, oh, come. And you did the right thing here of having it for a specific amount of time with a specific cutoff date. But now that you're approaching the cutoff date, you understand that it's only helpful if both parties view it as a cutoff date, and clearly they don't. So, and I'm not scolding you, because I think you did at least most of it right. But in the long run, it probably would have made more sense to subsidize them someplace else to find a place, because they're in a place. And even though, and I know for most people, it's more financially feasible to put them in your house, because in theory it doesn't cost more. And of course it does, because there's additional food and utilities, but at least you're not paying extra rent. And if you're putting them someplace else, then they're paying extra rent. But sooner or later, and so you're better off, even if you are deciding, all right, no birthday presents, no Christmas presents, we're not going to take a vacation this year, we'll subsidize this or partially subsidize it so they're also contributing. Because going from not paying any rent at all to having to pay rent, the third possibility, which again isn't really for Anne because you're already in that situation, although we can talk about this one as well, is to charge them rent to be there even though he's been in an accident. And I know that sounds a little callous and a little cold, but if they're paying rent, then first of all, they're thinking about having to pay rent, and what you can do is stockpile it and use that when the deadline is up as a down payment on rent someplace else. Because sooner or later, I mean, I don't know what her situation is. I don't know how young the child is. I don't know whether she's able to work. But you're probably better off subsidizing them someplace else than having them in your house, because you're going to have to toss them out at some point. All right, so what do we do now? Well, one of the possibilities, and hopefully this is your husband's biological child as well, because, and if it's not, what you do is say, look, if it was your kid, I'd be accommodating, so you can be accommodating for my kid, or I'll get a part-time job or something. But let's assume temporarily that it's his biological child. Ask him what he would have, what he would do, what his solution would be. Rather than argue to defend your position, ask him what his would be. And so one of the possibilities at this moment, because you're really talking about three separate problems. You're talking about how do you toss your kid out? How do you negotiate with your husband? And what does your kid do for housing? So you're talking about three separate issues. And they certainly overlap, but they're not all the same. So assuming that this is your husband's biological child as well, ask him what he thinks should be done. And then let him present it, if that's what he's going to do. Because I don't think most of us are all that favor of tossing him out. And it's a little unclear whether the rehabilitation just got a little bit more slowly than anybody anticipated. I know you called to tell me all this, and you had to go back to work, so obviously you are working. So one of the possibilities, the kind of compromise, the position, is to say to your husband, how about if we did it for their paying rent that we all agree on ahead of time for the next 3 months? And then maybe let's move them into a place and we'll pay their rent for the next 3 months, and then they take it over. But again, it's one of those situations. It reminds me, it's kind of like wars. They're really easy to get into and really hard to get out of. I have a friend who put his mom on life support and then had to take her off, and she lived. I mean, think about that. It's just, so these things really need to be anticipated ahead of time. It's hard to do, because at the time, you know, when we go to war, we are, our blood is high. We have to defend whatever we're defending. When we're putting somebody on life support, we're saying, you know, we're going to keep them alive because we love them. When we take in a kid, we're saying they need a place to stay. Taking them in is not the difficult part. Tossing them out is the difficult part, as you're finding out at this particular moment. So, in order, what I would do about this is that, first of all, I'm just trying to think which I would do. All right, first of all, I would I'd go to your son and say, "What do you want to do?" And let him. I mean, he's a big boy. You don't have to be in charge of the entire world. And then, depending on what he says, I suppose you could either call me back, or you could go to your husband and say, "All right, this is what they want to do. This is what I propose." Or don't propose anything. Let your husband propose something. And again, I hope that it's his biological child. But let me just say another word about being a step parent. You know my mantra, which is your role is to be a good friend and a good host, and this would certainly fall into the host category. But understand, if you've got kids, if both sets of parents have kids and it's a second marriage, understand that your kids may be more self-reliant than her kids, or her kids may be smarter than your kid or have less of a criminal past or something. But you cut each other some slack, that if you marry somebody who has kids, that's part of the deal. And you're best to stay out of it as much as you can, okay? Just because it will undermine a marriage faster than anything you ever saw in your life. So in this particular case, talk with him first, see what he comes up with. You're doing all the heavy lifting here, Anne, and it sounds like you may have two stubborn males here. But let them do some of the heavy lifting. Say, all right, what do you propose here, and see what they say. All right, call me back if you need me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.